Welcome back to the News Hour. On Fridays, it's the Illini Notebook, and we do that now with the voice of the Fighting Illini, Brian Barnhart, brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Beru's, and Seven Saints. Well, here on this Friday in December, Brian, it's been a storybook ride for Illinois volleyball. Unfortunately, it came to an end last night. They almost had them, the defending champs. You know, that team was the higher seed, but Nebraska, you knew they had the experience. And some of those players had been there 4 years in a row.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they kept posting the record of Nebraska, the two key players in the NCAA tournament. I mean, 20-1 or whatever it was. I mean, so you could tell as the match went, if Illinois, and they tried to deliver an early knockout punch, and had they been able to win that third set, obviously it would have been over. But once the match kind of got past that tipping point, you could kind of sense that Nebraska was the team that, okay, we've been through this before, and Illinois, you could tell, was – with their talent, was hanging in there, but then at the key moments, you know, they just didn't make a play or whatever. And you get to that level, and we saw it in basketball years ago at the Final Four with the D and Darren and so forth. That the margin of error, when you get to that level, it's just – it's the flip of a coin, you know.
It's a pinky sometimes, isn't it?
It's a pinky, and I agree with having replay – in sports, I'm not opposed to it, but right then I'm thinking, man, I wish we didn't have that. You know, that'd have been good just to get that point, but you know, who knows? But getting into that fifth set, you knew it was going to be dicey.
Yeah, so. And the other thing is, people don't often realize that's the highest level of volleyball in the country.
Right.
There's nobody playing a higher level except for the national team. There's not really an established pro league in the United States. So, what that team was doing, and against another team like it, was essentially the major leagues of volleyball. So it was really cool to see, and it's so frustrating to see a loss like that, but at the same time, you look back at the body of the work. Illinois volleyball is really the only women's team sport that has finished in the top four in the nation ever. Women's track has done it. That's sort of a collection of individuals. And, you know, I'm talking about where a team collectively wins as a unit like that. It's the only sport that's done it on the women's side. It's truly remarkable.
Yeah, it really is. A great, great year for Chris Thomas and his team. And we had a listener this morning on Penny remind us, Dr. Seuss said, "Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened." And I thought that's pretty good.
That's
you know, for the
good
volleyball
wisdom.
Season. Yeah, good way to put it.
Well, Illinois basketball has not played since last Saturday. That's a change of pace. And they're up tomorrow against Eastern Tennessee State University. And, Brian, I know you've dived into this a little bit, but all I've heard about ETSU and the Buccaneers is don't sleep on them.
Yeah, that's good advice because they're pretty good. I mean, I looked it up. The last three-plus years, they've won over 80 games. So think about that. How many, you know, that's 20, almost 30 wins a year in the last 3 years under their coach, Forbes, which is better than just about any team in the state of Tennessee. So this is a good team. Now, they did lose some guys from last year, but they've replaced them with some really good, talented junior college players and other transfers. And so this is a team, if you're not on your game, even at home, you can get beat if you're not careful.
I'm very curious to see what steps the Illini have taken since last Saturday at UNLV, which the upside was the win. A win is a win. And last Saturday also people wanted to see the team close it out, not let UNLV back into it. So that'll be one thing I would think to watch for, but also just say, you know, how are they executing? Is it better than it was last week, than 2 weeks ago? And where can they get to by the end of this month?
There's a reason teams schedule the way they do. You usually start out, you know, like UNLV played seven straight home games to start the year. Ohio State played whatever it was, eight straight home games to start. Because you develop your team to learn certain situations, how to handle big leads, how to play against zone, against teams that you're more than likely to beat. Illinois never got that opportunity. I mean, they were right into the Maui Invitational. They were playing big boy basketball in Maui. And, you know, the areas where they, A, you're struggling because it's early in the year. You don't have your, you know, you've been practicing for a while, but now you're testing it out against Gonzaga and Iowa State and so forth, as opposed to Mississippi Valley State or whoever that you would play early in the year where you've got a margin of error. And so the weaknesses they have been exposed like right away. So now with UNLV, you're going back to what you usually did early in the year, which is to learn how to manage a lead, a 8 or 10-point lead with 5 minutes left. How do you win those games? So they were able to do that. You know, Samba Cain got some good minutes. He was really good offensively, missed some defensive assignments, but he is a guy that shows a lot of potential. And then Feliz, who had scored 28, 29 points in the first couple of games, had scored only 28 or 29 since. He had a good ball game. So those are little building blocks you can use as you build throughout the year. But again, Illinois' schedule has not allowed them to do those kind of things. So this will be a tough mid-major non-conference opponent with another chance to develop some more and have all the practice time they've had this week when they've had practice to work on some of the things maybe that have slipped that you have worked on since the start of the year.
The tip is tomorrow at 1 p.m. at the State Farm Center, and our game day coverage starts at 11:30. We'll have our post-game show as well afterwards. Brian Barnhart here with the Illini Notebook. Let's open it up, Brian, see what you got.
Well, Illinois has never played East Tennessee State. Played Chattanooga. They played Tennessee Martin. They played Vanderbilt, among others, in Tennessee, Memphis, but never East Tennessee State from Johnson City, which is out in the mountains, by the way.
Yeah.
They have played some teams from the Southern Conference, and the Southern Conference used to be some of the old ACC, the current ACC teams used to be in the Southern Conference.
Hmm.
I don't know if you knew that, but against the current members of the Southern Conference, Illinois is 8-3, 1-1 against Furman, who is stealing all the headlines right now in the Southern Conference because they're ranked and they're undefeated, have been so far. And interesting, Illinois 0-2 against Chattanooga.
I remember that the last time they saw Chattanooga was in Springfield, in that part of the season where they had to wait for the State Farm Center to get finished.
For East Tennessee State, this is their 100th year of basketball, 10 times in the NCAA, 1,300 wins as a program, which is pretty good, and 22 conference titles. They're picked third in the Southern Conference this year. Last year, they had the nation's longest winning streak at one point, 16 in a row, if you remember hearing about that. And the last 3 years, East Tennessee State has 27 true road wins. Now think about that.
And they're probably on the road a little bit more than your big-time teams because they probably get scheduled like tomorrow.
Like tomorrow. That's exactly right. And they were in the NCAA tournament last year. And they are third in the country, talking about the Buccaneers, in rebound margin. They are out-rebounding their opponents. And we talked about Vegas out-rebounding their opponents by 11. This team we're playing tomorrow has out-rebounded opponents by 15.
Hmm.
So they're really good on the board. So it will be a challenge, but we'll see if Illinois is up to it as they battle the Buccaneers tomorrow.
All right. We'll look forward to hearing your call as always, Brian.
All right. Well, good luck to the men and the women.
Yeah, doubleheader.
Tomorrow. Yeah, doubleheader tomorrow.
No, I'll just,
a few
I'm
hours
just gonna,
apart. But.
I'm going to camp out at the State Farm Center all day
You should,
long.
Yeah.
Thanks much, Brian. The Illini Notebook with brought to us by Guido's, Jupiter's, Billy Peruse, and Seven Saints. Stay with us. Local news is next.